Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Commute. We do have a warning. We're running low on coffee, so if we're a little giddy, that's just us. Work is over. We couldn't do one on the way to work today. Just wasn't able to. Correct, Clint? Any thoughts? We're trying to do a podcast.
What? Oh, what? Thoughts? What? What? We're off work, Greg. Brain no function. Brain no hurdy.
Yeah, see, now this is why gaming's important, because need to have brain function in a good way. So, anyways, we got a lot of things we'd like to do this year, though. As I said earlier, I know Clint's working on some painting things he's going to have up here shortly, I think. I know the wife will probably end up working on some different painting things. And when I say painting things, I mean like painting miniatures and ideas and things that we do and that kind of stuff. And
I think Dee was actually going to attempt working on her one sister's a battle tonight.
Yeah.
So
that would...
Well, see, that's the fun thing, though, with miniatures. You get to at least... You paint them, you put them together, you make them, they're yours. So when you game, the game is more personal.
Yeah.
As opposed to other types of games. And we like all types. It's just miniature ones seem to... We like to gravitate towards most anymore. So I have some figures at home I got to get taken care of and some new... We'll probably do some things, too, on basing. And we make our own things, too, for the tabletop. We have our own little molds. And so we do...
Some playing aids for, like, Sales of Glory and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I saw a post that Ares had announced that they're going to reprint the World War II Wings of Glory stuff in 2020.
So we have to wait another year to get more planes?
Yeah, because, you know, way to jump on that, guys. Way to jump on that. Still don't even have tripods and triplanes yet, but hey, goody reprints. Well, okay, I'm not going to completely complain because I do want those two American planes that I, you know, can't get anywhere else.
Well, I think the response was so overwhelmingly huge. I mean, even when we looked at the Kickstarter, it was like far more than what you thought would happen. So I think they ended up biting off more than they could chew in the sense that they had more... Well, far more interest, I think, than they thought they would, because the concept is kind of cool, so...
Yeah, but we're going on... July will be a year past the estimated delivery date. We're already past a year since the Kickstarter, and tripods and triplanes, by the way, just to clarify.
Yes. We should have named this episode the continuation of Clint's
rant. Well, I keep tabs on the Ares stuff, because as much as I get annoyed by the non-release and hard to find, I like the game. We don't play a lot of it, but we'll have to get some more maps and get some more games in. There's nothing new for Sails of Glory in the future, like probably in the next 5 years. Of course, there's only so many ships, and then you're kind of done. Although I'm really surprised they haven't released a pirate expansion yet.
Now, see, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
A pirate expansion, I think, because more people would be interested in playing it just because it has pirates. I think that's some of these games. It's kind of funny now when you look at it, that doesn't look too exciting or thrilling, but actually it's a lot better game than you'd think it is. There's more strategy involved in it, and it's quite interesting. It is a deceptive game, though, and I think that, you know, there was interest, there just wasn't huge interest, but I think that's probably a little bit as to why it's just because of that.
That, and I think they could have done better marketing it. I think for the most part, the Kickstarter for it was like a big hit, and then they did nothing for a year and a half. Same thing they're doing with tripods and triplanes. By the way, did I mention they're delayed on tripods and triplanes? Just thought I'd mention that.
I believe you've mentioned that.
Yeah, maybe a few dozen times now.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my sarcasm is showing.
Well, that's okay. You left work, you're allowed to.
Yeah.
So... those of you out there, you know what it's like when you're at work. You're just kind of trudging along, and you're like, can this day please just end? That's kind of how it is at our work. So,
yeah, it ended today.
It's over.
We
gotta
go back tomorrow, but...
Yeah.
But it did finally come to a halt at a reasonable time tonight, actually. Surprising.
Yeah, our job's kind of interesting. It depends on volume and all sorts of little metrics they put in there. So tonight we got out about an hour earlier than normal.
About an hour early.
So, and that's why we're doing one on the way home, too. We just haven't had a chance to, but there's all sorts of topics we would like to cover. But it's one topic at a time. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We've been all over with this.
This is the commute, so we can kind of be all over the board. I mean, obviously, if we're going to focus our energy.
I get it, all over the board.
Yeah.
You made a funny.
Of course I made a funny.
You made a funny and didn't know it.
I made a punny funny.
Yeah.
Or a funny funny. That. Take your pick.
Something to that effect.
Either way, people are listening are going to be going, oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Well, it's because we're normal. We're not.
Yeah.
Trying to get on here and pretend to be something we're not, so maybe we're a little goofy, but I think being a little goofy is okay. Like I said, you know, there's just too many crazy things going on in the world and too much stress. You got to have some fun at some point, and that's that. I mean,
so you see, we got comments, not many, only one.
If you guys would like, you guys comment. You may comment in the comment section.
Yes,
we would like to see those.
And we'd like to know if you, have suggestions to keep us on track, off track, whatever. Yeah.
Sometimes our conversations may bounce a bit. Depends. Because we don't have a whole lot of time on the little commute thing to do stuff, you know. So they're always going to be fairly short, and we may bounce a little bit here or there.
Yep. Also, I'm going to make references to really old games that a lot of people may have not heard of or really understood how they were back in the day. Which I got to bring Greg up to speed on stuff because he's never played BattleTech, proper, true, not classic, not whatever, but actual BattleTech. The wife and I are diehard White Wolf, original core rule White Wolf fans. So not this, for lack of a better term, garbage that they put out nowadays. So I'm very glad to see people are doing 20th anniversary and bringing that rule system back. That's a plus.
That's the whole thing, you got friends, you teach each other how to play, so it's all good. I mean, I'll take a look at it. I'm, quote, game to try it.
I really
don't say no. I'd rather just give it a shot and see, because otherwise, really, you can't really judge some of the games just by looking at the box or, some reviews, and that's the one thing today some of the reviews are, they're slanted reviews, so.
Yeah.
For us, it's not going to be slanted. Nobody sponsors us, and it's just going to be an honest review of what we think on something that we bought and paid for with our own money, and those kind of things too. So we have quite a few plans. We just to get this channel up and going, and the YouTube channel is within a week here. Like I said in the podcast yesterday, we're going to have a couple of videos up. It was more or less trying to juggle things with work. Family, your normal running around stuff, and
Clint learning how to edit videos. Yeah.
Well, it's more or less, I kind of wanted to do like an introductory kind of one, so people who haven't listened to the podcast.
We're off next Monday.
Oh.
That would give us an opportunity to do at least most people's introductions.
So our schedule next Monday's off?
Okay. Yeah, we're off Sunday and Monday next week. We're no longer 6 days after Saturday.
See, that's a relief, because trying to game when you're working 6 days a week is really difficult to do.
So I would like to throw down a little kill team or something on Monday.
Long game. Why don't Monday we throw down two things? Maybe video. That's what we should do.
We should, yeah.
Let's do a short little video. YouTube channel on there. The kill team stuff, and then we'll pick a secondary one. Maybe it'll be the World War One planes, or maybe it'll be Sails of Glory or something that's just the opposite.
We should do, I think we should either do Wings of Glory, World War One, or World War Two. I think maybe since we want to introduce people to that, and it's not mainstream for our gaming group. Well, us, it is, your sons. So
it's a good game to get everybody into for a few reasons. It's extremely simple.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, the reason a lot of people, there's millions of more people playing video games, and a lot of it is, in my opinion, because some of the rules on some of these games are really, really, really in depth, and I understand why it's that way. I'm not knocking it, but when you're brand new and you don't understand and you look at how complicated some of this stuff is, people just, they turn away. It's not that they don't want to do it. It's just that they're like, oh, I don't think I can.
Yeah.
And so they go with something easier. So I think certain games, if you're going to try and introduce your kids or your significant other or, you know, your family members into it, try introducing them into something that's very easy so they grab the basics of this type of gaming. That's just my opinion. It's not, you know. Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of games like Tales of Glory, Wings of Glory, where they've got your basic core rule gameplay. Here's how you do this without X. Like, Sails of Glory, good example. You don't control the wind the first time you play. You learn how the ships move. You learn how to kind of track your damage and your tokens. And that's about it. And you try not to sail off the map.
Yeah, which is embarrassing.
Which is easy
to do. Your ship right off the table is a little embarrassing. But
then, yeah, you get, you know, as advances goes along, you get different types of ammo. You get the great shot for taking out the masts. You get where you're every other turn rolling wind direction, and you're dealing with the consequences of that, like sailing off the map.
Yeah.
Or getting pushed into an island, for example.
Yeah, I set it up with my kids the one day, and they had put some islands out there, and I got kind of stuck. But that's the key with that, and Clint's right, is these games have a very basic component to them. And then, so for very advanced players, you could probably skip all that because there's like three different levels. You do it this way, then you can up to this and this. So it does become very challenging. Like, you're not going to be bored. You're not going to go, oh, this is so simple, it's boring.
Yep.
What I'm getting at is they're very simple, the basic ones, that people don't have to try to figure out all this extra stuff and does my person have this? Or, you know, there's so many of these other things in some of the games, you really gotta, it's hard to keep track of everything. So, that's just my suggestion, and is I think the easier it is to start, then you can build with that, you know, and get others involved, because it's just more fun. Like I said, I mean, my wife's involved, so here's the drawback, if you call it a drawback, it's gonna cost me more money, because it's not just me and the hobby. Well, that's okay. We're gonna spend money on bills and other stuff to me that's, you know, not as much fun as games. And so that might be your drawback. Maybe it'll cost you a little more. But at least you have somebody that's around that, you know, is interested in playing. I know a lot of people, a lot of guys whose wives aren't interested. Well, you guys, try to get your wives or girlfriends or whoever it is you're with interested, right? Because what's the harm in trying?
There are a lot of couples that play like Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh. I mean, it's a card game. Yeah. But there are a lot of husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, brothers and sisters, older people even, who play or play with their kids. So the whole family plays. It's a good way. I mean, I'm teaching my daughter the My Little Pony collectible card game. So, you know, something the kids can do. Slight tangent before I forget to tell you. Big Mike is doing a Gaslands demo Sunday at the game shop.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about bugging down there for just a little bit to check it out.
That's the other thing. If you have a game shop in your area, go check it out. Ask questions. If you're brand new to gaming, just ask questions. That's the only way you're going to learn, you know. I mean, you can read on things, but sometimes, like an instruction booklet, sometimes you're going to read it and go, okay, you know, this, I think I got it, but it's a lot easier if you have somebody who's been playing the game to go, yeah, I know it sounds this way, but here's how it goes. So you can help other people, too. That's what we like to do.
Or, here's what we did, and we learned this wasn't right, and here's how we, good way to learn. Now, most game shops, I'm not going to say all, but most, everyone's willing to help you learn and just there to have a good time. Sometimes, especially I have noticed, personal experience only, Magic tournaments, you will have the people who help you and you will have the people who don't give a rat about you, but they're there to stomp you into the ground.
Yeah, and but there's like that in any group.
There is. Magic just really seems to bring that out in most.
Yeah, some games do.
Really has turned me off to Magic. Not that it's a terrible game. I don't hate it. I just don't like it for that aspect.
That depends, I think, all on the groups you play with, too. With anything, I mean, you're always going to have those people, but see, What I'm trying to tell everybody is don't let those people keep you from gaming. You're going to have them at work. You're going to have them at the grocery store. You're going to have them if you go out to dinner.
Oh, they're at the grocery store, too?
Yeah, there's people that are that are everywhere. So
throw milk duds at them.
Why would you waste a milk dud?
Because they're hard and they hurt. Oh, yeah, jawbreakers. There we go.
They cost money these days, too.
Everything costs money these days. So if you're going to spend the money, at least get some enjoyment out of pelting somebody with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess.
You know.
Sure.
Just a thought. Don't use the milk. Oh, milk's expensive.
Yeah, milk is getting expensive. So is everything else. So that's about it for this one. It's probably our longest podcast there. Look at that. We hit almost 16. We're going to hit 16
Ooh,
minutes.
Sweet. We're getting
fancy. Nice. We're getting fancy now.
Yeah, we are.
But yeah.
Funny is we drove about the same distance.
Well.
Almost.
Yeah, but you weren't doing 80 in all fairness this time. You were actually driving the speed limit, so...
Whatever.
For today. What? But, you know.
Yeah, because we didn't want to pick up the sound of the car going... Brrr, down the road.
Well...
You really got to get that fixed.
It helps when you're not driving with flat tires. No, just joking. So...
Flat is a shape.
That's true. But a tire is supposed to go round and round.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bus, Greg.
Huh?
It's not a bus.
Oh, all right, well... Anyways, that's about it for this one. But if you guys have comments, then, you know.
Just please leave
comments. Some comments. We'd like to see some feedback on those of you that are listening. If you'd like to leave some comments, obviously, we would like you to leave nice comments.
Yes.
And respectful comments, you know, just keep it polite. But if you have ideas, leave those in the comments, too, or whatever you'd like to do. We would just like to get everybody together, so. Thank you for listening again. We will do this again. You guys have a good night. Is that it, Clint? Are you done?
I'm good.
Okay, I think I'm good, too.
Until next time.
Goodbye, everybody.